He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the December 10th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Hey, what's with all these triple-digit down days, and then by the end of the day, we're finishing positive? Well, I've got my own theory on that. I think there's a lot of window dressing going on in the market right now. The mutual funds are selling their losers, which they're pretty good at picking, the AT&Ts of the world and the Verizons. And they're buying into a lot of these stocks that have been big winners here in 2014. It's window dressing season on Wall Street right now, and it's impacting the markets. The Dow right now is down 119 points to 17,682. Of course, yesterday we had a massive turnaround, and by the end of the day, the NASDAQ actually finished positive. And my accounts here at Gunderson Capital actually finished positive after being down quite a bit earlier in the day. The NASDAQ is down 17 right now. That's only 0.4%. So I think money leaving the big blue chips, which lagged the market this year, and going into some of those NASDAQ stocks. So those quarterly reports that the mutual funds send out at the end of the year look a little bit better. The NASDAQ's at 4,749, down 17 points. The S&P's down 11. It's down 0.6%. The S&P is at 2,047 right now. We see crude oil at 62.28. Houston, we have a problem here. $62, is it going to go below 60? We'll see. Gold is at 1230. The euro's at 12419, and the 10-year yield's at 2.21%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, what's going on? We've had some volatility this week in the market. We've had some triple-digit drops. I, again, would say that I believe there's some window dressing. This is window dressing season. You see those mutual funds and those institutional money managers, they send out their quarterly reports when the year ends, and it shows their top 10 holdings as the year came to a close. Never mind what they own most of the year. It just shows their top 10 holdings or top 25 holdings on December 31st, okay, which is not too far away, just a couple of weeks. And a lot of these mutual funds and institutions want to show that they're pretty good stock pickers, that they own some of the big winners. So they're quietly selling their AT&T and their Verizon and their McDonald's and other companies, other stocks that struggled mightily this year for them. And instead, they're replacing them with some of the great stocks of the year, the Gilead Sciences, the Celgenes, the Biogens, etc. That's called window dressing. So when the owners of their mutual funds and pensions at these people run, get their annual reports in the mail, they're going to open it up and say, wonder how, what my guys own right now, what my money managers own right now. And they look and they say, God, they're pretty good. They had some of the biggest winners, even though some of these funds only owned them for a couple weeks, the last couple of weeks of the year, or the last month of the year during window dressing season. Then the year, the calendar changes. Investors have their quarterly reports in their hot little hands. They've digested them. Then they go back to their old ways, do the funds, buying the AT&Ts and the Verizons and the Walmarts and the Coca-Colas of the world that are 4 or 5% growers and will underperform the market more than likely once again next year. And that's the game that's played on Wall Street. It's called window dressing. Well, speaking of oil prices, which, wow, $62 per barrel. OPEC, which doesn't include the United States of America, I think it's pretty big news that OPEC says they'll see the lowest demand for oil coming from OPEC in the last 12 years. Now, why? Well, one of the big factors is fracking here in America. We're not importing as much oil as we used to, and I think personally that that's a good thing. We used to be 40% energy independent when you go back to the days of the oil embargo, and today we're 75% energy independent. We're only importing 25% of our oil, but we're still, the oil that's we're importing is still coming from countries that don't really like us, like Venezuela, like Nigeria, where there's issues with Boko Haram, and countries like Saudi Arabia, etc., which many would say are funding terrorism and different things. You just never know. I just think that it's better for a country to be as independent as possible. I think it's better for individuals to be as independent and self-supportive as possible and be prepared for what might lie ahead. I just think that's a good policy. And I think the fracking in America has been a good thing. It's obviously helped to drive prices down. Consumers think it's a good thing right now as they get ready to spend for the holiday season, right? Got a little extra money in their pocket, and it's hurting OPEC, this fracking is, and it's hurting Russia, and it's hurting Iran. Gee, I really feel sorry for them. I'd say we should continue to frack here in America. Even though, you know, oil prices have dropped, it's not as profitable as it was. A lot of CapEx spending plans are being halved for 2015. But you know what? You got to keep moving forward because commodities go up, commodities go down. And I think oil prices will start heading back up at some point in time. We're in the third day here in San Diego of the winter baseball meetings, which are literally right across the street from where I live in downtown San Diego. And from my office, I can see them broadcasting up on the swimming pool deck right now on MLB radio. And just tell you the different markets that we're heard in across America. San Francisco, they got bad news yesterday. They lost out on the John Lester negotiations. Won't be getting John Lester as their starting pitcher. But to my listeners in Chicago, whether you're a White Sox fan or a Cub fan, you've had some big winners. You've nailed some big time players, including Lester and Jeff Samardzija over there, out there in Chicago. Seattle has improved their team considerably. They haven't done much during the winter meetings, but before the winter meetings, obviously, they landed Nelson Cruz, another big hitter. I saw a lot of baseball old-timers yesterday, and for me, a baseball fan all my life, I saw the Garv, which was cool, Steve Garvey. I saw Tommy Lasorda, whose picture is on every Italian restaurant in Southern California. Tommy Lasorda ate here. I saw a lot of the Texas Rangers. I saw Joe Maddon. I'm sure you don't want to hear that over in Florida, down in Tampa. Joe Maddon hanging out with the Chicago Cub crowd where he's the new manager. I saw Paul Molitor, new manager in Minnesota. And, of course, Minnesota's got Torrey Hunter back. Tampa, however, looks like the way has been cleared for possibly a new stadium in Tampa, which I think is badly needed. Our Atlanta audience, you've been pretty busy there. You landed Nick Markakis here in San Diego at the winter meetings. I saw John Hart, your general manager. In Texas, I saw your entire front office last night having a little dinner get-together out on the patio of the Grand Hyatt Hotel. Kind of looked like a low-budget affair to me. I don't know if you're in the spending mood this year, the Texas Rangers. They were introducing the new manager. Bannister, I believe his name is. And, of course, you lost your assistant general manager, A.J. Preller, who's the new general manager for the Padres. And apparently we're going after Matt Kemp here from the Dodgers. So, boy, it's really neat to see all these guys. I saw Trader Jack McKeon. I saw Gary Sheffield. Just a lot of the legends of baseball, Peter Gammons. Ken Rosenthal, he is everywhere. So we're just kind of a fly on the wall there in the lobby watching all of this go on, deals being made via texting and phones, and they're in private conferences within the suites within the hotel, and there's people everywhere. It's all a buzz. And quite interesting. I saw the Detroit Tigers manager of the organization, Dombrowski. Saw the Philadelphia Phillies, Ruben Amaro. So for a baseball fan like me, to have this in San Diego is pretty cool. What are they doing? They're getting their teams ready for 2015, and that's what we need to do with our portfolios. When we come back, we'll take a look at some all-star stocks. How about that? This is Bill Gunnarsson, Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Hey, as we look ahead to 2015, there will be surprises. There were surprises in 2014. In fact, 2013 was a completely different year in the market than 2014 was. 2013 was all about U.S. small cap stocks. The Russell 2000 was up 39% that year, and it was a terrific year for growth investors. 2014 was a lot trickier. 2014 has not been as good as the indexes would suggest. It's been a very difficult year, and along the way there's been some real tremendous volatility. We had two major sell-offs during 2014. So far, there's still 2 weeks left, keep your fingers crossed. We had a major sell-off back in February and March of this year. And we had a major sell-off in October with all of the ease of the Europe, Ebola, economy, earnings, etc. The February-March sell-off was the awakening, the all of a sudden realization that, hey, there is an interest rate hike out there somewhere in the horizon, as Ms. Yellen so dictated. And she also wagged her finger at the biotech stocks, which sent them reeling in February and March. And obviously, they have come storming back since then. So there have been some heavy, heavy volatility, some couple of huge bouts of volatility that really shook investors to the core here in 2014. What will 2015 bring? Well, who knows? You know, we take it a day at a time. I don't make a lot of predictions. The only prediction that I would be safe to make in 2015, and I made it in my newsletter, my most recent newsletter, which I send out every single weekend. That's one New Year's resolution. You're going to go to my website, pwstreet.com, and get on our weekly mailing list. It can't hurt your investing. It's not like we're out to sell you anything. It's just my observations. I'm on these waters fishing every single day. And you take a look and follow along. It may help you with your 401k tremendously. But the one prediction that I do feel safe in making, I believe that geopolitical events, and I see Nouriel Roubini agrees with me on this, one of the few things we agree about, geopolitical events are still the biggest threat to the market, the unknown of what could happen. And I just think that the world continues to become a more chaotic, a more contentious place, and that brings with it volatility, and we just don't know. I mean, these hack attacks could occur. They could bring down our whole economy overnight with a hack attack. Look at what they did to Sony Pictures, kind of a little warning, a shot over the bow. See what we can do? We can get the Social Security number of Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know? I mean, that's how powerful these hackers have become, and so we just don't know, the unknown, but that has always been with us. Hasn't that been with us since really 9/11, when the whole world changed? So, you know, one of the areas that everybody's going to be looking to, or a lot of people will be looking to, will be gold in 2015. That's all I can say is I've been out of gold for the last 3.5 years. Gold showed up as a sell in my system 3.5 years ago, and I have had no exposure other than just a few little forays, very minor ventures here and there that didn't work out. But I keep my eye on gold every single day. I thought we would review a gold stock here. Let's take a look and run it through the usual processes, the performance and the valuation. Let's go to Toronto, Canada, and let's put Barrick Gold Corp. under the microscope. After all, it's considered the blue chip stock of the gold industry. Barrick is now a $14 billion company. Of course, at one time it was a $70 billion company. That's right. Back in, if we go back to about 2011, it was a lot higher. It was a $55, $56, almost $60 stock. Today it's a $12.38 stock. Is there gold in them Nar Hills? I will say this. The one thing that makes me interested, and at least willing to explore whether or not Barrick Gold is rising up in the ranks right now. I like the chart pattern on Barrick Gold. If you were just a technical analysis, you would say, hey, that looks like a nice double bottom there. It's basing, and it looks like it wants to reverse trend here. But now let's look at the performance, and let's look at the valuation of the shares. Over the last 10 years, owners of Barrick Gold have been losing 5% per year, while the market's been going up by 6% per year. Over the last 5 years, it's been especially tough on investors in gold stocks. Over the last 5 years, their investment in Barrick, ABX, has been going down by 20% per year, while the market's been going up by 13. That's a differential of 33 points, Peter Schiff, who continues to like gold and the gold stocks. And eventually he's going to be right. And we want to be there when gold starts to turn around and becomes a good investment once again. Over the last 3 years, it's been horrendous for investors in gold stocks. The junior gold miners have just been taken to the woodshed. Even a big blue chip like Barrick over the last 3 years has been going down by 36% per year, while the market's been going up by 18%. That's a differential of 54%. It's points. Over the last 12 months, Barrick Gold is down 24% while the market's up 14%. Well, this is a contrarian's dream, right? How could this stock be any more out of favor than it is right now? But the problem I see with contrarianism, you could have said that made the same contrarian argument a year ago today, and the stock's down another 24% since then. You could have made the same contrarian argument, and many did, 2 years ago, and the stock's down, what, another 40 or 50% over the last couple of years? You could have made the same contrarian argument 3 months ago. Said gold is put in a bottom here. Barrick's down another 28% in the last 3 months. The performance grade is F. The momentum grade is D+. Go stand in the corner, Barrick Gold. Put the dunce cap on. It's not your fault. It's the commodity that has been driven down to gold powder here recently. And yes, at some point in time, it will turn around and start coming back. But I don't see it right now. As we look at the valuation, here's a company that was making almost $5 per share in 2011. They'll be lucky to make a dollar. In fact, the estimates right now are 88 cents. So yes, I like the chart of Barrick Gold. Maybe for a short-term trader, you take a little a flyer here. But if you're going to meet the strict criteria that I have before I invest, the discipline criteria of performance and valuation, Barrick Gold comes in at number 3,050 out of 3,929. It's not good to try to catch the bottom, because guess what? It may not be the bottom. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, so far we've talked about, we've had a little bit more volatility here recently than we've had. You know, part of it, yeah, obviously, the falling oil prices. OPEC says that demand for OPEC oil will hit a 12-year low. They're blaming lower demand worldwide for oil and the U.S. fracking industries. I say, hey, more power to the U.S. fracking industry, which has put a big dent into OPEC. We have gasoline now at, what, $2.50, $2.60, $2.70, even $1.99 in some places. And, you know, that's that's a little gift that we've been given here, and it's partly due to the U.S. fracking industry, which is now kind of a victim of their own success. But I think oil prices will head back up at some point in time. I don't think we should stop fracking here in the United States of America. We've had some extra volatility in the market here recently with some issues in Europe. Boy, I don't know about Europe. I don't know about investing there. I haven't invested in Europe for quite some time. It looked like for a while there that the pigs, Portugal, Italy, Greece, Spain, were looking good again, and then they just started to fall apart. Their turnarounds kind of have turned around and gone the other way once again. Greece is having its issues once again. The European economy is completely stalled, and it's very hard to do business in Europe, and that's not good. You need to grease the skids for businesses. Unemployment in Europe at 10.8%. They're doing something wrong, right? They need to examine what are we doing wrong here, and we need to change it. We need to make it a more business favorable environment so people will go out and create jobs. The youth unemployment rate in Europe is tragic. Absolutely tragic. Can you imagine coming out of high school, coming out of college, and there's a 25%, even a 50% youth unemployment rate? That's tragic. And it's going to really hurt down the road because the demographics, who's going to support the retirees and the pensioners in Italy and Greece and Spain and Portugal and the other countries over there? Another reason we're seeing some volatility here in the last few weeks of the year, it's window dressing season. Yes, window dressing season. Those institutions, those mutual funds, they want to show when they send out that quarterly report what they owned as of December 31st, 2014, their top 25 holdings. They don't want a bunch of losers shown on that sheet. They don't want AT&T to be there, or Verizon, or some of the other stocks, McDonald's, that got hit hard here in 2014, which are likely candidates for mutual funds to own. Instead, they want to show the Biogens and the Celgenes and the winners in the market, and so they're busy buying them up right now. And we will see continued window dressing. This is really window dressing season. I was very busy on Twitter yesterday, where you can follow me throughout the day, at Bill Gunderson. If you don't have time to do that, at the end of the day, you can go to my website, pwstreet.com, and you can see the tweets that I sent out for the day. Make a short list and watch those stocks the next day. As I go through my daily routine here at Gunderson Capital Management, which is looking at hundreds and hundreds of different stocks and charts and news bits and whatever, trying to piece it together in my mind and make sense of it, if I see something that really stands out to me, I mean really knocks my eye sockets out, then I send out a tweet. And I try to keep it to four or five a day, maybe. Some days there's one or two. Yesterday there was a whole slew of them. You can go to my Twitter feed, or you can follow me on Stock Twits. I have thousands of followers on Stock Twits and on Twitter that follow and want to know what I have to say. And anyways, I also look at charts. If I see one that really makes my eyeballs pop out, I send out a tweet. Here's some of the tweets that I sent out yesterday. Barrick Gold, I sent out a tweet on Barrick Gold yesterday, pointing out that I like the chart right now. Is it time to nibble? Well, we just went through Barrick Gold under the microscope, and it's difficult. I can't do it. Only from I can make a technical argument for it, and that's about it. Geva, G-E-V-A, was a biotech I sent out a tweet on yesterday. Exact Sciences, E-X-A-S, was another one that I sent out a tweet on. That's one I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. M-D-X-G, MyMedics Group, another one I sent out a tweet on. I see it's breaking out again today. That's one I own in my speculative trading account. Dexcom, another one I sent out a tweet on. It broke out, had a massive breakout yesterday. In fact, the biotechs have been breaking out once again. Where do you think that window dressing buying is going to be? It's going to be in the biotechs right now, so that they can show winners come the end of the year in their top 25 holdings. But that's not the only reason. There's been one big deal in the biotech arena with Merck buying out Cubist Pharmaceutical over this past weekend, and that's the stock that was in my trading account, in my newsletter, one of the 10 stocks that I own in the trading account, which, again, if you go to my website at pwstreet.com, you can see what's in my model portfolios every week. And then, not to be outdone, even a bigger winner was Bluebird Bio, which was the number one ranked stock on my app on Monday. And on Tuesday, they had new huge news about a drug that helps people that have a hard time with anemia, chronic anemia. And that stock now, since I put it in the newsletter, one of only 10 or 12 stocks in the trading portfolio, is now up 101%. In the last 3 weeks. I sold half of it yesterday. I took my cost out of it. But obviously, investors are looking around at other biotechs and saying, who's next? And I saw a lot of other biotech stocks break out yesterday. I sent out a tweet on DepoMed, DEPO. These are not recommendations. These are just examples of some very strong stock charts that right now, and they're highly ranked in my Best Stocks Now system. I don't own DepoMed, but it was up in sympathy with some of these big winners in the biotech arena this past week. I sent out a tweet on Coronado Biosciences, CNDO, which is one that I do own in my speculative trading account. For all of you who like to be on the little more speculative side of things. Another big bolt hire yesterday was out of CMP. CMP is Sempra Inc., which makes antibiotics. Biotech that makes antibiotics. Antibiotics are a real issue right now. A lot of these viruses and whatnot are immune from the antibiotics that we have right now. We have to come up with new antibiotics to try to stave off infection, etc. And Sempra Inc. has always been thought to be a buyout candidate. That stock was up like 15-16%. I sent out a tweet just bringing it to your attention. Hey, look at this one. I sent out a tweet on BioMarin, BMRN, one that I've owned in the past, one that continues to hit new highs. And, of course, I sent out several tweets yesterday about Bluebird Bio. I told my wife last night, I said, they're going to think I'm getting inside information here on these biotechs. My only information comes from my app, which is completely not connected to any scientist around the world, doesn't read the newspapers, doesn't know anything about clinical trials. It's all it knows is, hey, when we look at all of your stocks in your database that you've put into here, Bill, and when we apply these formulas that you've invented, this is the one that is number one ranked right now, okay? That's how I found the other one that was bought out, the one that was bought out by Merck over the weekend, Cubist Pharmaceuticals. I sent out a tweet on Baby yesterday, B-A-B-Y. Natus Medical. I don't know what's going on there. They develop products to detect and treat medical ailments in newborn care. Massive breakout in the stock yesterday. I sent out a tweet on Acorn, AKRX, Acorn Inc., which has been a great little medical generic drug stock for many years. One that you've probably never heard of. I've even written articles about it. And I do have an article out on MarketWatch this week on Biogen's promising new Alzheimer's drug. So you can follow me on Twitter at Bill Gunderson. You can get my newsletter every single week by going to the website at pwstreet.com, or just at the end of the day, go to my website or the app and check on the tweets. Make a short list. Follow these stocks.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now or Radio All. Well, just as the San Diego, the winter baseball meetings are here in San Diego, and each team is here in force, all of their back office, and they're looking to improve over 2004. Even the world champions, the Giants, are looking to improve. And, of course, they've lost a couple of key parts to their puzzle that they need to replace. Everybody's looking to improve from the first place teams to the last place teams. So I have a few recommendations as you look at your portfolio. Well, so, you know, we get a few days off between now and the end of the year, and we have a little bit of extra time, and most of that's taken up by shopping and visiting family and whatnot. But here's some things that you could do when you take a look back on 2014 and how you can maybe do better in 2015. With your portfolio. Number one is figure out your risk profile. Were you too safe in 2014? Were you too risky in 2014? Review your risk profile. Adjust your risk profile. You know, every day I put these segments from my show. We do four segments. I put them up on YouTube, and you can watch these segments. And I've done many segments on how to determine your correct risk profile. Those segments are also on my app, Best Stocks Now app, which is on the Google Play Store or on the iTunes Store. You can download it for free and mess around with it, see if it's something that might help your investing. But your risk profile is very, very important. Number two, identify the mistakes you made in 2014. I made plenty of them. And I vowed, to not make those mistakes again in 2015. What can you do better in 2015? I think this applies to everything in our life, doesn't it? What about my diet? What did I do wrong in 2000? What about my exercise program? What can I do better in 2015? Well, the same thing goes with your portfolio. I mean, you can always do better, obviously. Number three, am I diversified? You know, inevitably, the people that get clobbered in the market are the people that go out. Now, once in a while, you hear the success story of a guy who buys one or two stocks and hits a major winner, makes a fortune from one or two stocks. But that's very, very rare. Instead, being diversified is an important concept. Now, there's such a thing as being too diversified, isn't there? I've had people come to me that own 200 stocks. Oh my gosh, just the trading charges alone are eating them alive, or they own 32 mutual funds. That's way too much. I don't care if it's an ETF portfolio or your 401k at work or a stock portfolio. You need to be diversified. When it comes to stocks, I like to own 25 to 40, somewhere in there. When it comes to mutual funds, I like to own 5, 6, something like that. When it comes to ETFs, maybe as many as 10. Diversification, okay? And I have lessons on this, which you can look up. You can go to my YouTube channel. All of these segments from my show are recorded every day on video, and we insert graphics, and our podcast goes out every single day. And everything is recorded. I have a huge library of content that you can peruse out there on the internet. Number three. Is this number four? Yes, number four. Do I own the best? Well, all the baseball teams are looking at their rosters from 2014. and they're looking at the results that they achieved in 2014. And some people are working for different teams this year, or they lost their jobs because they didn't do so well. They're looking for the very best lineup that they can put on the field, the very best roster that they can put on the field in 2015. And it should be no different in a stock portfolio. Let's just say that your thing is stocks and you like to own 25, 30, 40 stocks. That's your roster. Doesn't it only make sense to own the best? And then you have to determine, well, how do I find the best? What are the best ones? Everybody's got a different way of going about it. Some people say it's the ones with the lowest P.E. ratios, the most out-of-favor stocks. So as you enter into 2015, if you're a contrarian, you're going to be loaded up on oil stocks. You're going to be loaded up on gold stocks, mining stocks, emerging markets, Europe, etc. Those are the things that are out of favor. That doesn't fit my way of investing. Instead, I like things that are flourishing in today's market. And I like things that still make sense from a valuation point of view, but not so beaten down as to show that they've been doing things way wrong. You can buy the Houston Astros for a lot less than you can buy the New York Yankees for right now. Why do you think one's more expensive than the other one? So it has a lot to do with the quality of the organization that you're investing in. And lastly, I would add vigilance to my list of things to do. It's not good to pick a portfolio, then go to sleep and wake up a year later. It's not good to adjust your 401k every 3 years. Do you know how times change? Be vigilant. One way you can be vigilant, even though this sounds self-serving, I send out a newsletter every single weekend. You can just take a look at the first two or three pages of it. Look at the pictures. Just look at the pictures. Don't even read the words. Look at the charts, and you can tell very quickly whether you're in the right things, whether you're in the wrong things, whether you should be in anything right now, because we know that the bear market is going to rear its ugly head at some point in time. We're now 5.5, almost 6 years into this current bull market. Don't you think that vigilance is necessary, especially if you want to retire someday? We want to try to prevent that 50% hit that comes along in the market every so often. That's why we try to be as vigilant as we possibly can. You can be vigilant through my newsletter. You can be vigilant through listening to the podcast when you get a chance, or the archives of the radio shows. And hey, I would also suggest that you download the app. Even the free version is going to keep you in. Is going to provide you with all kinds of content and direction in 2015. So those are my five things. Figure out your risk profile. Identify the mistakes you made in 2014. What are you going to do better? Am I diversified? Do I own the best? And add vigilance to your list. My website is pwstreet.com. You can sign up for the newsletter there. It goes out every single week. And if you say, you know what, I don't have time for all this, Gunderson, I'm going to hire you to do it. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities.
Care.
Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.